Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're going to be diving headfirst into AI news.
Sounds exciting.
We've got a whole stack of articles,
Okay.
everything from robot hands that can feel
Wow.
to military chatbots,
Oh, wow.
and even how Reddit turned a profit thanks to AI for the first time ever.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So, are you ready to see what's new and noteworthy in artificial intelligence?
Absolutely. Let's unpack these developments and see what it all means.
Okay, let's jump right in.
Okay.
Let's start with something straight out of science fiction.
Okay.
Meta, the company behind Facebook,
Right.
is working on a robot hand that can actually feel.
It's incredible, isn't it, this robot hand?
Yeah.
It has a sensor called the MetaDigit 360,
Okay.
and it can sense pressure and texture and even temperature.
Wow.
And it's a huge leap forward for robotics
Yeah.
because, it allows robots to interact with the world so much more like we do.
Yeah, that Digit 360 sensor is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
18 different sensing
It
capabilities.
is.
What kind of real-world applications could this lead to?
Well, imagine a robot surgeon that can, perform really delicate
Yeah,
procedures
wow.
with the sensitivity of a human hand,
Yeah.
or robots in manufacturing
Right?
that can handle, fragile objects without breaking them.
Yeah.
So this technology, it could revolutionize industries where
Wow.
you need a really delicate touch.
It really makes you wonder about the future of jobs if robots get that skilled.
It does.
Speaking of future implications,
Okay.
let's move to another hot topic, ChatGPT.
Okay.
There's been a lot of buzz about ChatGPT-5,
Yes.
but Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, recently announced that it's not coming out in 2025,
Right.
like some people were hoping.
Yeah.
But TET, he did say that OpenAI is working on some really exciting updates
Okay.
that will be just as impactful.
Interesting.
He also claimed that we already have the hardware we need to achieve AGI.
Artificial general intelligence.
Exactly.
Oh.
So AGI basically means creating AI that's as capable as a human.
It does,
Yeah.
yeah.
Wait, so we have the hardware for AGI right now.
That's what he's saying.
That's both exciting and a little terrifying.
I know.
What does that mean for the timeline of AI development? Are we closer to a real AI revolution than we realize?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
If Altman's right, then the limitations to achieving AGI, they aren't about computing power anymore.
Oh, wow.
It becomes more about developing the right algorithms and software, and
Okay.
maybe even figuring out what intelligence really is.
It raises so many philosophical and ethical questions.
Right.
It's a bit like opening Pandora's box.
Oh, it is.
Now, switching gears a little bit, there's been some unsettling news about China using AI in the military.
Oh.
They're using Meta's open source Llama model to develop military chatbots.
Interesting.
Even though Meta explicitly forbids military use of their technology,
Yeah, that's a bit ironic, isn't it?
it
They
is.
created a chatbot called ChatBit,
ChatBit.
which has been trained on tons and tons of military data. It's intended to be used for intelligence gathering and strategic planning.
So while Meta's making robot hands that can feel, China's focusing on AI that can strategize on the battlefield.
Seems that way, yeah.
Quite a contrast.
It really highlights the different ways that AI can be applied and how important it is to think about the ethical side of things,
Definitely.
especially as this technology gets more powerful.
Yeah, it seems like every week there's some new AI development pushing the limits of what we thought was possible.
Yeah, it does.
On a slightly less intense note,
Okay.
let's talk about what's happening with Google Search.
All right.
Google just gave its Gemini AI models access to Google Search itself. What impact do you think that will have?
This is huge. Imagine having access to everything on the internet in real time.
Wow.
That's what Google's Gemini AI can do now.
Okay.
It means we can see even more accurate and comprehensive search results,
Yeah.
personalized recommendations, and maybe even AI-powered features that know what we need before we even type it in.
So it's basically like they gave Google Search a massive brain boost.
It is.
But are there any potential downsides to giving AI that much access?
There are always trade-offs.
Okay.
One potential concern is that the response times might slow down a bit
Yeah.
because the AI has to process so much more data.
Right.
And of course, there's the cost factor.
Yeah.
Using all of Google Search's resources will probably come at a price.
Right. It's a balancing act.
It is.
Speed, accuracy, and cost. Speaking of efficiency, NVIDIA just created a tiny AI model called Acerever.
Okay.
That's amazingly good at controlling humanoid robots.
This is a breakthrough in AI efficiency.
It is.
HShiver is incredibly small,
Yeah.
thousands of times smaller than the AI models usually used to control robots.
Really?
Just to give you an idea, it could fit on a chip the size of your fingernail.
Wow.
But what's remarkable is it performs just as well, if not better, than those huge models.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It's like they shrunk a supercomputer down to the size of a pinhead. What makes Hover so efficient?
The key is the training process.
Okay.
NVIDIA used their Isaac simulator,
Okay.
which basically compresses a year of real-world robot training
Oh, wow.
into just 50 minutes
Oh, that's
of
amazing.
simulated time.
So it's like a time machine for robot training.
It is.
And the applications go way beyond robots, too.
They do.
Hover can be used to control all sorts of things,
Right.
VR headsets, motion capture systems, even exoskeletons.
Exactly. Its
Wow.
versatility and efficiency open up so many possibilities.
Yeah.
We could see robots become more affordable and accessible
Right.
for a wider range of applications, from manufacturing and healthcare to even helping people with disabilities.
It's amazing to think how far robotics has come.
All
We've
right.
gone from these clunky, pre-programmed machines
Yeah.
to robots that can feel and interact with the world almost like we do.
It's incredible.
But speaking of ambitious projects, it seems Amazon's plans to give Alexa a super smart AI upgrade haven't gone as smoothly as they'd hoped.
Yeah, it seems like integrating those advanced language models
Yeah.
is tougher than they thought.
What kind of challenges are they facing? I thought Alexa was already pretty smart.
Well, the goal was to make Alexa even smarter,
Right.
more intuitive,
Yeah.
capable of really complex conversations.
Yeah.
But early testers have reported some issues.
Like what?
Slow response times, the relevant answers, and problems with smart home controls.
Really?
So it seems the new AI-powered Alexa is still a little rough around the edges.
So not quite the seamless, all-knowing AI assistant we were all hoping for just yet.
Not yet.
What do you think this setback means for the future of AI assistants?
This just shows how complex it is to create a truly intelligent and intuitive AI that can really fit into our lives.
Yeah.
It's not just about plugging in a powerful language model. It's about understanding how we communicate as humans, anticipating what people need, and responding in a way that feels natural and helpful.
Yeah, that makes sense. Sounds like we're still a ways off from having a truly intelligent AI assistant.
Yeah.
But while Amazon works on perfecting Alexa, Google's been busy integrating AI into a different aspect of our
Oh,
lives.
yeah.
Google Maps.
Google Maps.
Yeah.
That's right. Google has integrated its Gemini AI model into Maps.
Okay.
And the results are pretty impressive.
I use Google Maps like almost every day. So I'm definitely interested to hear about this. What kind of changes can we expect?
Well, think about this: personalized recommendations
Okay.
that actually cater to your tastes
Yeah.
instead of just the closest pizza place,
Right.
AI-powered navigation that anticipates traffic
Oh, wow.
and suggests alternate routes before you're even stuck in a jam,
Okay.
and an even more immersive experience with Google's expanded immersive view feature.
Oh, right. Yeah. So,
So it's like having a super intelligent co-pilot.
who knows the roads better than anyone?
Exactly.
And speaking of AI taking the wheel, Meta's FAIR team has also been making strides in robotics.
Yes, they've made big advancements in open source tactile sensing systems.
Okay, hold on. Break that down for me. What are tactile sensing systems,
Yep.
and why are they so important for robotics?
Well, imagine a robot that can not only see and move, but can actually feel the world around it.
Okay.
That's what tactile sensing is,
But,
giving robots a sense of touch.
right.
It's what allows them to feel the shape and texture,
Yeah.
temperature of objects, and adjust their grip or movements.
So it's like giving those robot hands we were talking about earlier an
Exactly.
even deeper level of perception.
Exactly. Meta's FAIR team has developed some really innovative tactile sensing systems,
Okay.
including a human-like artificial fingertip
Oh, wow.
that can mimic how sensitive human touch is.
Really?
They've also created a unified platform for integrating different types of touch sensors into robots.
Okay.
So it's easier for researchers and developers
Yeah.
to create robots that interact with the world more like we do.
It's amazing to think how far we've come in robotics.
It is.
We've gone from these clunky, pre-programmed machines
Right.
to robots that can feel and interact with the world almost like we do.
It's incredible.
But it's not just robotics that's getting an AI makeover. The world of marketing is also being transformed by artificial intelligence.
Absolutely. DID. a company specializing in AI-powered video technology, just unveiled something called personal avatars.
Personal avatars?
Yes.
Intriguing. Tell me more.
Imagine hyper-realistic digital humans.
Okay.
That marketers can use to create personalized video content.
Interesting.
These avatars can interact in real time.
Wow.
And can be generated from just 1 minute of footage.
So with just a short video clip, marketers can create AI-powered versions of themselves, cues in their campaigns.
It's like having a tireless digital twin that could work 24/7.
Oh, wow.
Engaging with customers and promoting products.
It sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It does, doesn't it?
But with all these incredible AI advancements popping up everywhere, you have to wonder if there's anything AI can't do.
Well, there's still challenges and limitations.
Okay.
One of the biggest hurdles facing AI development right now is actually a lack of computing power.
Really? I thought we had all these massive data centers and supercomputers crunching numbers 24/7. How can computing power be a problem?
It's true. We have amazing computing resources available.
Right.
But the demand for AI processing power is growing so fast.
Okay.
Even OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, they're feeling the strain.
That's surprising. What's OpenAI saying about this computing power shortage?
Sam Altman, their CEO, actually admitted publicly that the lack of computing capacity is delaying some of their products.
Wow.
They're constantly pushing the limits of what's possible with AI.
Right.
And that takes a ton of computational resources.
So even the companies leading the way in AI innovation are running into roadblocks?
It seems that way.
It makes you wonder how we're going to keep up with this ever-increasing demand for processing power.
It's a big challenge.
Yeah.
And researchers and engineers are definitely working on it.
Okay.
There's a lot of focus on making AI models and algorithms more efficient so they can do the same things with less computing power.
It sounds like we need to find a way to make AI more sustainable and accessible if we want to really unlock its full potential.
Absolutely.
On a lighter note, let's talk about Reddit for a second.
Okay.
Did you know that Reddit actually turned a profit?
I did.
For the first time in its 19-year history.
I did. It's pretty amazing.
It is.
Especially when you think about the role AI played.
I was just about to ask that. How did AI contribute to Reddit's success?
Reddit has been really smart about using AI in different ways.
Okay.
To improve their platform.
Like what?
Content moderation.
Okay.
Recommendation algorithms.
Mm-hmm.
Even targeted advertising.
So by using AI to improve the user experience and make the platform better for advertisers, Reddit was able to increase engagement and ultimately make more money.
Exactly. It's a perfect example of how AI can improve functionality.
Yeah.
But also have a huge impact on the bottom line.
This has been quite the whirlwind tour of the AI landscape.
Yeah.
We've covered so much ground already.
We have.
And it seems like AI is shaping the future in ways we could only imagine just a few years ago.
I know, it's moving so fast.
But I know there's still more to explore.
Okay.
What else do we have in store for this deep dive? So we've seen how AI is being used everywhere.
Yeah, it really is.
From robotics and marketing to, military applications and even turning a profit for Reddit.
Right.
It's clear that AI is a powerful force that's shaping our world.
It is. And with all that power comes a responsibility to really think about what this means.
Right.
You know, what are the good things and the maybe not so good things?
That's a great point. We can't just get caught up in the shiny new tech without thinking about the bigger picture. So let's shift gears a bit and talk about some of those implications.
Okay.
One thing that I always find myself wondering about is the future of work.
Yeah.
With AI becoming so sophisticated and capable of automating so many tasks.
Right.
Are we headed toward a future where robots just take over all our jobs?
It's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And one that we definitely need to talk about.
Right.
While it's true that AI can automate some tasks. It also creates new jobs and opportunities.
Okay.
Think about all the people involved in developing and designing and maintaining all these AI systems.
Right.
It's a whole new industry.
Yeah.
It wasn't around a few decades ago.
So it's not really a case of robots replacing humans.
Right.
But more like a shift in the kind of skills that we'll need.
Exactly. We need to focus on retraining and helping people learn new skills.
Yeah.
To get ready for the jobs of the future.
Right.
Jobs that need creativity and critical thinking.
Okay.
And working together with AI.
It's kind of like how the internet changed the way we work. All these new jobs popped up that we couldn't have even imagined before.
Exactly.
And speaking of the internet, one area where AI is already having a huge impact is online content.
Right.
with so much information out there.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
It's really hard to sort through it all.
It is.
That's where AI comes in.
Right.
AI algorithms are being used more and more to curate and personalize and filter all that online content.
Exactly. Think about those recommendation engines
Oh, yeah.
that tell you what products you might want,
Right.
or news feeds that show you stories you're interested in.
It's like having a personal assistant
It
who
is.
knows what you like and can just filter out all the noise.
Right. You only see what you want.
But it also makes you wonder about those filter bubbles
Yeah.
and whether these algorithms might be limiting us,
Right.
keeping us from seeing different points of view.
You've hit on a really important point.
Yeah.
Personalization can be good, but we need to make sure that these algorithms are
Right.
designed to promote diversity of thought
Right.
and make sure that we don't get trapped in echo chambers.
It's a good reminder that even with all this amazing technology,
Yeah.
human judgment and critical thinking are still really important.
Absolutely.
We can't just blindly trust algorithms to make decisions for us.
I completely agree. As AI becomes more and more part of our lives, it's so important that we stay involved in shaping how it's developed and used.
Okay.
We need to keep asking the tough questions.
Yeah.
Think about the ethical side of things
Right.
and make sure that AI benefits all of humanity.
Well said. It seems like we've only just scratched the surface of what there is to say about AI.
I know we could talk about this for hours,
I know.
but I think this deep dive has given our listeners a good overview
Yeah.
of the major trends
Definitely.
and something to think about for the future.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI.
My pleasure.
We hope you've enjoyed the journey
I hope so.
and that you'll keep exploring the incredible world of AI with a critical and curious mind.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time.
It is.